You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Naomi Mose from the Art Garage and a whole bunch of other things that she does. Really great having her on here. We want to promote a lot more about the great events she has coming up.
The community wouldn't happen without people like her.
Absolutely.
Right, her, Tina, makes it a better Jeff, place. There's just so many people that...
Yeah. Yep. Another one that's like that, well, sort of, Mike Stiefel.
Sort of.
Big
this
Mike.
This is the guy.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for asking.
So were you at that game yesterday that was legendary?
I was. Well, it was supposed to be legendary. I don't know if it really was, but it was exciting to be there. A lot of people with us, and it was a good ball game. And the Miz lived up to his reputation and pitched extremely well.
Yeah.
Skanes didn't have his best stuff at all from the get-go. So it was early on, you knew it was not going to be this spectacular matchup of pitching performances, but at least the Brewers did win. Pitt played well, didn't get a lot of hits, but had timely hits in the four-run inning, and it was a nice win.
But this guy, again, knock on wood and whatever, I mean, it reminds me of like when Dwight Gooden first came into Major League Baseball or one of those guys where it's like, hey, we can't quite hit this guy.
Right. I mean, he had his good stuff yesterday. He was triple digits from the get-go, threw in some great off-speed stuff, and had 8 strikeouts in his 5 innings. And it was great to be able to see this young talent on the Milwaukee side.
Yeah, because we've seen it against them a lot.
Right.
Somebody will get somebody. Hey, Mike, how's it looking? What are you doing this fall?
I'll be starting yet another season of working with NFL on Fox in September. Looking forward to the new challenges that the season will bring, and just trying to prepare for that in the weeks prior, and enjoying summer right now.
You got any Packer games?
Unknown. We don't know our schedule at all.
Oh, really?
No, it's just way too early. There is a production seminar that is in California the first week of August, and that's where we will get our actual assignments for the first probably 3 to 4 weeks. Things could slip out prior to then, and we may get an idea as to where we are week one. The consensus of our crew is going to be in Seattle, but don't know for sure, but it's always an exciting time to find out where you're going to be and the teams you're going to cover. So don't know yet, but... coming down the pike.
Hey, you were here for the draft, right?
I was not.
Okay, well, you weren't here for the draft.
I was in Italy.
Okay. That's right.
How's Pope Leo doing? We talked about him earlier this morning.
Okay, so Jim wants to get the Pope.
Let me explain this.
Okay,
let me explain this.
Go ahead.
So, all right, we'll make this quick, Mike. But, Mike, we have the...
He wants to know if you have any pull.
Well, a little bit. He was just there. The shrine we
papal
have...
Pull? In, did you ask if I have papal pull?
Yes. Right. So we have the shrine here in Champion, right?
Yes.
Okay, which is sought after. People come from all over the world to come to the shrine. It's the only designated shrine in the United States, right? Everybody goes to Fatima and down to Mexico. And this is something that we want to get really certified by Rome, by the Pope. Now that this guy's from Chicago, Johnny and I, and Todd's in now, even though he's Lutheran, is joining the team.
Catholic
and we want to bring the...
He says he'll convert for us.
Yeah, he is, just for that week. Mm-hmm. We want to get Pope de Green Bay to come to the shrine and have Mass at Lambeau Field. Are you in?
I'd come.
Were you an altar boy?
Course.
Okay.
Loved it.
Okay. See?
Loved it.
We have another altar boy. So Giants
I volunteered to be one of his altar boys.
Yeah. And my brother's a priest, so he's going to con celebrate with the Pope. So we're putting the team together, but we got one step first, we have to get clearance from the bishop and the annuncio.
Yeah.
And that's my job. So just hang tight, put that on your calendar, upcoming visit with the Pope, and I'll give you the date and time.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
And stranger things have happened.
I know. See? Couldn't you see a mass at Lambeau Field?
I could. Well, I'm envisioning right now.
Well, yeah. He did it at not this Pope, but they were at Denver.
I think New England had one.
Did New England do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Mike, we need your papal connection.
Because you were there last week, not last week, 3 weeks ago, because you missed the draft. That must have been.
During
the funeral.
The day that the Pope passed.
Yeah.
It was surreal.
Oh, that's right.
You were there. Wow.
Yeah. We just obviously, as the world had seen, a day and a half earlier, he gave a blessing in St. Peter's Square and met with our vice president. And then all of a sudden, we're at this vineyard retreat, having a cup of coffee. We look up at the big screen, and we saw in Italian that the Pope had passed, and it was surreal and strange. But
while you were there,
life went on.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, Mike.
Hey, Mike. My dream is to go to Italy. You've been there. Where do I stay out of? Where should I go? Because I want to go to Northern Italy, where my family's all from. But the Rome aspect of it doesn't do it for me.
Oh, come on!
No. I think a trip to Rome is necessary, fundamental, has to happen. Returning to Rome, not necessarily, because there's so many other extraordinary places within the country. But no, Rome is impossible to beat because of the history and the culture and the sheer magnificence of that city.
It's unbelievable. And you go into this cathedral and you think, oh my God, there's nothing more beautiful than this. And then you go into the next one and it's just that that's their industry. And it's unbelievable there. I just loved it. And
I use this phrase a lot and I'm going to stop using it, but jaw dropping.
It is
everywhere you look. In that country and in Rome, especially because of the beauty and the magnificence of the architecture and the streets and the sections of the city. But that said, John, there are many other beautiful, remarkable, jaw-dropping portions of that country.
But back to Rome, and then the food is great. The wine is awesome, and you walk everywhere, which is a healthy community. I think. I've been there a couple times.
I had those things you mentioned, the eating and the drinking, the pasta and the wine. I had my full. In fact, I think I was asked to leave a couple places, which is not unusual. However, I lost 3 pounds on the trip.
See? Because of walking.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome, Mike.
All right.
Well, anyway, the draft, we'll talk about that. I don't know if you're here.
Where are you going to another Brewers game today, or what do you got going on here?
No, they don't play today, John.
That's right. They got a day off.
Hey, Mike, are you into the afternoon games or do you like the night games? I love the
afternoon
games.
Man,
me too.
Unless I have plans to stay the night, then it doesn't matter. But no. We bought the tickets plenty in advance, not knowing, of course, the matchup was going to be what it was. But Wednesday's half-price tickets. So.
Did they have 48,000? Did I read that right?
About 42.
42,000 for a midweek game.
For a Wednesday afternoon game, yeah.
Don't you look around and say, work?
It was an electric crowd.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the biggest games in Major League regular season history I've seen in a while for two young phenoms to go head-to-head.
Correct. The headlines were there, and as I said, both pitchers came out. Skeens had issues early on.
Yeah.
Control problems, threw 51 pitches in his first two innings, and really never had his stuff. But the Miz was strong from the get-go, and five really great innings.
And by the way, the son of a legendary basketball player from Green Bay was the fourth player taken in the NBA last night.
Right.
Nipple.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. And I was, quite honestly, I had seen all the prep that the family was going through and getting. I'm thinking to myself, this young boy from Milwaukee is going to be taken in the first round. I thought, scratching my head, they maybe thinking too much about this, but I was wrong. And not only one young man two young men from Duke both went top
and
four.
And just a little over a year ago, he was playing against, like, Green Bay Preble and stuff like that.
Right.
Unreal.
Yeah.
It is a phenomenal occurrence.
All right, so, Mike, you got, you know, Fox Sports, the leader in that. What are you looking forward to this NFL season? Something that you're like, oh, I can't wait for this? Some matchup?
Seeing the fellas, being with them.
Yeah.
Because that is as important to me as anything else. The camaraderie we have, the friendships that we have, the communal effort that we have putting on a broadcast and preparing and researching, and the laughs that are
That's cool. Are
endless. It's certainly there are elements like that everywhere in this world and this everywhere. But when you travel from different cities all around the country to meet up in one central location and work from there and work on network television and do professional sports, it's never lost how remarkable that is that I'm involved with that. I've never lost the thought. I've never lost my enthusiasm for that. And that's what I look forward to the most. Seeing new players, of course, new offenses. The stadiums are always great to visit, but truth be told, it's the crew that puts the game on that makes it all worthwhile.
That says a lot about you, too. And we talk about people, and I want to leave this on a happy note, but we talk about people that maybe depression, frustration, but socialization, being with a team is so important in life, not just when you're a kid playing high school, or it's when you get older, too. And I think that's great. I commend you. I thought you were going to say, oh, I can't wait for this matchup or this quarterback or this stadium, what they did. But to talk about the team effort that you have with your friends, that says a lot about you.
And that's good to hear.
That's great to hear. It's great to hear. I hope everybody sees life like that.
Jim, having a purpose in life is the most important thing we have.
Yeah.
Because I think no matter what level of life you're in, what you do for a living, whether you're a student, whether you're you work in a factory, you work in the arts department, wherever it is, if you don't have a purpose in the morning to get up and do something, and it doesn't have to be anything highfalutin or anything extreme, just a purpose is the most important thing we have, in my opinion.
That's the whole thing, keeping you to thrive. Yep.
Great advice.
Mike Stepak,
a lot of wisdom.
Always a pleasure having you on, my friend.
Thank you, boys. Have a great weekend and enjoy the summer when it comes back.
And we'll let you know when the Pope's here.
Yep.
All right. I'll probably know it, but please do give me
all right. Get your hat sock ready. Bring it out of retirement.
It's cassock.
Yeah. Mine was retired in the Vatican.
And a surplus.
It's called it a hat.
Yeah. And a scapular. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Got work to do. All right, Mike.
See you, buddy. You're the best. I'm out.
I got to get rid of these guys.
Was it hassock or cassock?
Cassock. Hassock is the little ball.
I told that priest that mine was retired at the Vatican, right?
Yeah, you did. Oh, man. They don't even have an altar boy Hall of Fame.
You didn't know that.
If they did, I'd be in it. So.
I said, yeah, I got my scapulas retired, too. Stapler.
Yeah. John.
He's like, I didn't know they had some. I'm like, that's like...
Oh, man.
I lied
did
to a
you
priest.
When you communion, you had the
yeah
that okay. Those things were cool too.
Yeah.
So now that yeah, there's some things.
Why,
that
wait a minute, there was some motioning. What when you?
It did, was a brass
with a
plate
wooden
with
handle that you held when people because
for the host
they used to take communion on
so
the
tongue. So you wouldn't drop the host
when we
on the
were
ground.
Kids. And yet, did you ever have to catch one? Because if they put it on the tongue, those old ladies would sometimes write
yeah,
their
yeah,
tongues
yeah, yeah.
would shake, and then you the priest
yeah.
would drop it. And you're like,
you jab in the jugular a little bit.
And but you couldn't like say, got it. You couldn't do that. You had to just like give it back to the priest. And
oh yeah, I'm in the altar boy Hall of Fame.
I would have no if there was
my cassock's been retired.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Back after this. Detroit and it's all on the same street.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a damn if you don't lay them down.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Trucker Thursday. Todd, you said Mike Stepak called back to correct us on something.
Well, he wanted you to know that little thing you were talking about that you apparently Is that where you're carrying the hose down then? Is that what
no.
you
no,
do?
No, it was there in case they dropped it, in case they pull out of their mouth. Gotcha. The priest dropped
it. And Mike called in and said, tell Mino and the mayor it's called a pallet.
No, it's not. But, okay. We'll get back to Mike. I don't think he's in the Altar Boy Hall of Fame.
I don't think he is.
So,
and I am.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
There isn't such a thing. There.
I told a priest that.
That's what we'll do with the fire station down here, right? You'll get the fire station. We'll do a Hall of Fame for...
I like this. I like this a lot. We got Ashley joining us, and I think Ashley's thinking, what in the heck did I just walk into?
Yeah. This is very out of context, so I don't know exactly what's going on here.
Midwest Music Connection. I'm not even going to try your last name, and I no offense.
No, just Ashley from Midwest Music Connection. Okay. I answer to that. That's fine.
All right. Ashley K. One Day Choir. You were telling us during the break, and I said, no, hold off. This is too good to tell us about it now. Tell us about this event you're doing that's coming up.
Sure. So this one-day choir is organized by myself and my sister, Jennifer.
Okay.
And we basically get people together to sing for just a couple hours.
Okay, now let me just back up just for your shirt. Midwest Music Connection, is that your company?
That is our organization.
Your organization, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And it's very low commitment because we're all busy adults, right? Okay. And... we send out practice videos ahead of time so people can practice and learn their parts.
Okay.
And then we just get together for an afternoon and sing together. So it's very community-based. You don't have to be a professional. And it's for connection and just for the joy of singing.
So when you get back together, it's four-part harmony then?
Right now we're doing three-part harmony.
Okay.
Yeah, we need some more guys. Send some guys our way, then we can add a second guy.
Take these two with you.
Yeah.
Well, don't expect
you're
much.
You're welcome to come.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
What is the song that you're going to bring together?
Sure. So usually to pick two pieces to do. One is more of a down-tempo ballad, and then one is more of like a power anthem. So this time we are singing Titanium, but we arranged it ourselves. So it's more of a down-tempo, soulful ballad. And then we're doing From Now On from The Greatest Showman, which is an up-tempo
Jim knows
dancing
that one.
In the aisles type thing.
We
do have like... So it is. It's a contrast.
Todd is the greatest impersonation.
We hear that. So yeah, it's a contrast of... one slow song, one fast song, and then we run the pieces. We run the parts, kind of have a practice run through, and then we sing. And there's no audience. That's the thing.
Everybody who shows up sings.
Yes, everybody who shows up sings. So, and a lot of these people don't know each other.
Right?
Wow.
Do they? Mm-hmm. Does anybody solo? Like Never Enough.
Right.
The Greatest Showman, Never Enough, which is like one of my favorites. But that whole movie. Or play, I guess.
Always. The soundtrack is on repeat at my house.
It's great. Mm-hmm. Yes. Does anybody solo or is it all? It is. Okay.
That's a really good question. And we actually just talked about this, my sister and I.
Because I'll come, but... I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Everybody's so talented. And some people have experience, right?
Oh, yeah.
But we decided that there's not going to be any solos because mm-hmm. it goes away from the idea of being... one voice, okay?
Yeah.
This is a community. This is not for showing off, really. A lot of people mm-hmm. come just to have this outlet to sing together, and we don't want to highlight just one person, so it is definitely a group intimate atmosphere.
Which is great, mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, that's the best thing to do, although our egos get hurt in the beginning, but that's okay. I'll get through that. The people who come, though, you don't want shower singers in there. I mean, you want people, you don't want tone-deaf people. I mean, you want people who can sing.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Be honest with me. Is he pointing at me from behind?
I'd call him all by name. But talk about...
Sure.
It's for everybody, but
it's
is it?
It's for everyone, yes. And I think our culture has it a little backwards, where you think you have to be good in order to do something, right? And now, granted, if you're getting paid to do singing or being an entertainer, you have to be kind of good if you're getting paid for it. But I think, if people don't believe they're good at it, they just don't do it. And that's so sad to me that you lose a lot of the opportunity for the joy and connection, the art of music. So really, we want everybody.
You sound like a mom.
I like this.
Yeah, I'm a teacher.
Like
so I teach music.
So I was going to teach you a teacher or a mom.
Yeah. Well, you got Todd's approval. That's good because he's the most cynical old TV radio person you'll ever meet.
That's a tough crowd, right?
Very tough
crowd. You said is is beautiful.
So we want the people who have experience. That's great. Yes, we need people to carry, but we also want the people who sing in their cars. We want you, the people who just enjoy jamming out by themselves. That's okay, the energy we want, right?
Okay, didn't you talk about a guy you sat by in church who just thought he was belting it? And it was
kind of loud. Mm-hmm. It's church, so you really can't say anything.
No.
Yeah, talk about it.
So, we were Lutheran, as we've pointed out this morning, but there was this one old lady, right? Just, she would sing out, and it was always off, and... Mm-hmm. It would crack my sisters and I up so hard. My dad would like elbow us like to stop. And then all of a sudden you'd look over and dad was bent over, you know, laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
How was that person?
Oh.
Well, you've even said though, you think that I'm tone deaf.
Well, I don't think. I know you are. Say, hey, what about the ages for your group?
Sure. So we want ages 15 and up.
Okay, cool.
Because we want adults. Okay. And this was beautiful. Last time we had a high school daughter come with her dad.
Nice.
So it's something they could do together. We do have a family that comes, brother, sister, mother. So it is for adults or...
And do they know the songs they're going to be singing before they come in?
Yes. So we produce practice videos.
Okay.
So,
so you kind of mentioned earlier. I wasn't sure about that. Okay, go ahead.
My sister's more of the public...
Okay, you're going to have to hold that.
You got it.
Second.
This is really interesting.
This would be a fun... That's a cool event.
Midwest Music Connection. I could see you and your daughters doing this.
I think I could too.
Yeah, and me and my daughter. Back after this. I never seem to see you for the good times or the sunshine. You have been a friend of mine, rainy day woman. That woman of mine, she ain't happy till she finds something wrong and someone to blame. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Trucker Thursday here. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Man, we've had some phenomenal guests today. Just fantastic. And Ashley Kay... is cream of the crop, I think, with your energy.
Thank you.
Wow.
You have a little energy.
Oh, Naomi. I'm sorry, Naomi. It's a tie. A tie.
Even I thought the fire chief came in with some energy today. You know,
Steve Pack was awesome.
Yeah. So we're talking, we'd love events, right? And Johnny and I really, Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, we like to talk about what's great about, there's so many things great about this whole area, but unique events. And you've got, yours is kind of different, right?
There's nothing like around the area.
So let's talk about it again. Mm-hmm. I think everyone likes to sing. Some people can, and some people can't.
Did he just do something? I can look at the recording.
We record the show. It's in his video. But
I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole.
But you have an event that...
Yeah.
Allows people to sing and kind of a little bit professionally.
Brings them together too.
Right. Mm-hmm. You bring them together for 3 hours and put on a tremendous.
Yeah. It's not even a show because we'd have no audience. That's the thing.
That's what's kind of keeping me away.
Yeah. Oh, really? You want to?
Just go ahead.
We do video record it.
Right.
So
that's
we can
the
share
audience.
It, you know. But we did do, after our last one, we did a poll and it was very split whether they wanted an audience or not because singing is such a vulnerable thing for people. To get up and sing, especially if you haven't done it in a long time. Mm-hmm. So in this small group, you kind of have that safety net, and it's very less intimidating when there isn't a bunch of people sitting there expecting. And again, that's where I think our culture's kind of screwed up, is you have to do it to perform, and we do it for joy.
Well, I just want to read your mission statement.
Right.
Not for performance. No audience. We encourage all attendees to participate in the music. Let's make music together.
Yes, and it's for connection, for meeting like-minded people who are there that enjoy music. So it's really cool. Yeah, there's a place on the East Coast that we kind of follow that we're like, oh, that's cool. Can we bring it to our area? And we did. And the feedback was just phenomenal from like, oh, I forgot how much I love to sing to life-changing, someone
And
told
I just
us.
Want to read your press release here. Whether you're a seasoned vocalist or just love to sing in the car, this event is for you. Mm-hmm. With practice videos provided ahead of time, participants will arrive ready to sing, connect, and celebrate the power of community through music. This event is all about the joy of singing together, says Jennifer Schulman of Midwest Music. Is that your sister?
That's my sister. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the public outreach person. She is even more energized than me. I'm the behind-the-scenes person, so I do all the graphics and the editing and the reels, and I like doing the behind the scenes. She is like, she's the one that finds our people and
pulls
them in.
She's the one who comes out of her shell.
We wanted to create a fun, welcoming space where anyone can come, meet new people, make something beautiful in just a few hours. Don't miss this unique chance to be part of something inspiring and musical. Bring your voice, bring a friend, and join us for an unforgettable afternoon of harmony and connection. Find us on Facebook by searching One Day Choir Event Green Bay, or email jennifer.schomin@gmail.com for more information. This, and once again, it's Saturday, June 28th from 11 to 2 at the Compound in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Right off Main Street.
It's a beautiful space. It's a big open area with a lot of natural lights. And the acoustics are awesome. So
we love those buildings over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we love that whole neighborhood.
That's the whole arts area, which is, that's very,
very
cool.
Fitting.
Right, that you picked that. Someone's going to, they're listening, they're like, I want to get the music. How do they know if they want, you know, lead, tenor, whatever? I don't know what the categories are.
Sure. Basically, you have soprano, alto, and then the guys. Again, we need more guys, and maybe we can split that into two parts, too.
Okay, I got it.
The soprano part's usually your melody. It's a little higher, but if you're new to it, we usually suggest the soprano part. The alto part's a little bit lower, and you're going to find a lot more of those harmonies in there.
Right.
So if you want something a little more challenging. One of the songs we're doing, the alto part has some of the melody as well.
Yeah.
So I just say pick one and kind of go with it, and that's why you can listen ahead of time on the practice videos.
Oh, you said all three?
We do send all three.
Oh, okay. Well, that answers my question.
Yeah. So it's a playlist on our YouTube page.
Okay.
And we just send you the link.
And then one that you're comfortable with.
So I have a little idea. Maybe if I can get that information from you, maybe I'll have it here. And then tomorrow morning, you guys can practice on air.
Cool.
Absolutely, I'm in.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow's
That's why I'm the producer of the show.
Right. We dedicate our last hour of our show on Fridays to music. So
we have Dennis from the Glam Band host.
We'll do,
we'll do
this very bright and early when nobody's listening.
No one's listening. Yeah, we'll do it from maybe even before we go on the air.
So. 5:50.
Wow.
That's really awesome. Cool that you're doing it. You said you got the idea. You and your sister obviously get along very well.
Yes.
You're both in music?
I am. I teach at Appleton Rock School. They're actually one of our sponsors. They also have a Green Bay location, so check them out.
Yes.
And we take all ages, from preschool to retired
That's
folks.
What I was talking to you about, John.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people.
I just drove past them recently. I saw their building.
Okay.
Is it on Mason?
It's on, this location's on Main Street.
Main Street, yes.
Yep. So,
I even saw their billboard with the thing, and it's like, hey, that sounds like kind of people we should get on our show.
Yeah. So, I teach there. So, and I do therapeutic music for, like, nursing homes and things like that. So, I'm around music all the time, and my sister just loves music. And music was our life when we were growing up. We did choir, we sang in church, we did pep band, things like that. And then, after high school, you just kind of stop. And people do, like, you kind of get out of it. And we wanted to have the opportunity to come together to do it again. People our age, right, that, you know, may have been out of it for a while, but don't have a whole lot of time.
I wish you had
to
more
commit.
Enthusiasm.
I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, I want to get up for this. Help me.
This is awesome.
It sells itself. It really does sell itself.
Yeah,
and you got to be there to, when you're there, it's magical. Like, it really does come together. Yeah. Even me and my sister,
Is there a cost to the, it's got to be a cost to this.
Okay, so we are off taking donations, give as you feel. So if you go to our Eventbrite event.
Yes.
There's a link for that. And our suggested donation is $20 because that will help pay for our space because we are renting the space out. But we also provide a couple treats. We have a couple surprises coming in on Saturday. So we do hope to
give a little bit
so that we can support this.
$40 for a date night, that's not cheap. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of fun. And it's father-daughter is what I was talking about, too.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I
was talking about
two
people.
Yep, absolutely. Because we do. We put a lot of time into this, but we love it. Like, you can just,
the music that you picked, which is, I think that's interesting.
Oh, we don't pick. We let the people vote on it. Mm-hmm. So the people in our current one-day choir, we send feedback forms, and then we give them a list of songs, and we vote on the next one.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very democratic.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But we want to serve
Jim's
the
against
people.
That. Yeah, I
know. Now, I'm going to tell you what sucks.
I don't, I would look at other options. That's fine. Wow. That's kind of cool that they picked.
Yeah, we give them a list that they pick from, but we want the people to come back, right? So we want to
see. There would only be one
that's
on my list.
That's called socialism.
This is the list. There's one. Everybody votes.
Right, but wow, last time we did a Greatest Showman song. We did This Is Me, which is a very a power ballad and a power anthem. And then they wanted to do another Greatest Showman song because, it's so good. So we're like, okay, I guess we're doing another Greatest Showman song. But it fits. And really the theme for our songs is kind of like self-empowerment. You know, strength and numbers, community.
I was just going to say, it seems like this is the kind of thing that everybody that comes to that and performs, they want that community support and want to be a part of something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the power song, that's why I said, if you do Never Enough next year, I'm definitely going to sing that.
Okay.
What's that by?
Greatest Showman,
but it's a lady that sings it. Can you hit those high notes?
I know. That'd be tough.
We got you.
But again, what did you say? 16 was the minimum age?
15 and
15
up.
15 and
mm-hmm.
up, okay.
Yep.
This is so cool. I hope
Thank you.
We're glad you're on here. We're glad to promote. I hope more people pick up on this because I think there's a lot of people, if they knew about this, they'd be like, hey, let's do
this. Right, and this is our second event.
Right.
We got together in March to do one, mostly to get some old friends together. We pulled in some people from the community. Hey, you want to join us? And everybody had such a good time. They're like, when's the next one? When are you doing it again?
What is Midwest Music Connection that you're wearing on your shirt?
Yes, that is our organization.
Okay.
Because people are like, who are you doing this through? We're like, it's just me and my sister doing this. We have to name it something.
Okay.
So we came up with Midwest Music Connection because we want to expand it to all over. You know, we want to pull people in. We have some connections in Madison. We would love to expand to doing it in another city.
Did you guys, either one of you, perform professionally at one time? And
I mean, I do play a lot of weddings, and
you sing at weddings?
I mostly play piano.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. But you know, I teach piano, I teach voice, I teach ukulele, and a little bit of drums. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're pretty.
I guess I'm professional. I don't know. I teach really for self betterment, self care, self, you know, for wellness and outlet, a creative outlet. So that's how I teach.
What are you doing next Thursday?
I teach on Thursdays. When I
sing, I hear magic.
Oh, yeah.
I think my voice sounds like butter.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
And then I love that for you. Others don't hear it.
It's lard. Same. It's lard.
Wow. I know. We got time. I'm playing this for you, John.
Mm.
To Sir with Love.
Oh, yeah.
Those schoolgirl days.
Anytime.
No, I see what he's doing behind me.
Yeah.
I just want her to. Okay.
But how do I tell someone who has taken me from crayons to perfume?
Nice.
Here's my view.
Did he turn off the music or was that John?
So
I just can't tell.
Ashley's over here. She's digging it. Huge smile on her face, mm-hmm. like a teacher would be.
Yeah.
Jim's over here is squinting and wincing at the whole thing.
Like the bully of the class would
be. Exactly. Yeah.
My job is to encourage you to do what you
love.
I know.
We need more of you in the studio. Can we hear every morning, please?
Every day, 6 till 9.
And
that's really when you are performing or singing, if you don't have that fun factor, it's no good.
Right.
Like, you got to sell it.
Right.
So when you're up there and you're, when you're into it,
right.
other people feed off of that, you can tell. And that's what makes it good.
You know, one reason, though, I struggle a little bit sometimes with certain tunes or tones.
Oh, sure.
What's it called? Tones?
It might just be out of your vocal range.
Yeah,
that's all.
But you know what? The nuns, I had nuns. So mean. I mean, they're like incredible. You always hear those stories, but I had the really old nuns with the big old habits. Okay.
My dad had a piano teacher who was a nun. She whacked him with a ruler.
They're terrible. Mm-hmm. They're terrible. They're terrible. The one, she gave me a D in music, told my mom I was terrible. I should never open my mouth. And for every class, I washed the blackboards while the other kids were singing. And
see?
I was like, I was quietly, tears in my eyes, washing the blackboards while we were singing behind me.
That makes me so sad, because how does that make you feel as a person? Does it make you want to sing again?
No. You should have been a window washer.
Want to make me slash your tires? Just being honest.
I think we've talked so much about religion today. I think we should have a new segment brought to you by.
I think so, too. The Pope.
We're bringing the Pope.
We're bringing the Pope to Green Bay.
Great. He can come sing with us. I'm sure he's great.
No, you can say he's going to do Mass at Lambeau Field, and you can help lead one of the choirs.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
We're trying to come up with slogans.
Yeah, we'll get you guys.
You have nothing? You have nothing?
Oh, no, okay.
I'm sure you can come up with a couple things.
I think the bishop already called us to tell us to knock it off. Ashley, can you stick around, or do you got to go?
No, I'm here. You got me. Yeah, thanks.
Stick around, please.
Coming up tomorrow morning on Mino and the Mayor, Mark Hewson's in from Amplify by Bellin Health. Talking a little bit of sports medicine. Katie Compton's in from the Malva Center for the Arts. Update us on that. Got live music and the Daddy D live music series. And also TJ Bowles in tomorrow morning. Talking wrestling. That's tomorrow morning with Mino and the Mayor, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And now it's time for Church Chat.
Wow.
Make all the fun of me you
I'm
want.
I'm Church Lady, and this is Church Chat.
Look at the thing from Terry. Make it stop. For the love of God, make it stop.
We're going to have some Pope Leo chat pretty soon.
That's we're with all right. Ashley.
Yes.
Ashley, I'm going to pronounce your last name.
Even have to. Just don't even try. Good job.
Pretty close?
Yeah.
All right.
That's
thank
how
you.
I go with. If you're doing the Polish version, it's Klekiewicz.
Klekiewicz.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So,
but Midwest Music Connection, love your energy, love your passion, love what you do for so many kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's one of those fun kind of classes if you're good at it. It's not so much fun if you're not good at it. And I could see you being a really good teacher.
It's high energy, right? Yeah. It's high energy, and you have to go in with zero expectations.
See, what's beautiful about Ashley is she makes every kid feel like they're good at
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't be like a nun.
No.
Yeah. Thank you.
A friend of mine who is a priest, great piano player, he was a kid, and then a nun said to him, his hands, big hands, she goes, "Your hands are too big. You'll never be a piano player."
Oh, they're
like,
brutal.
Like, shut him down right away. And he is a really good piano player. But, you know, I mean, come on.
As a kid, damage to a person.
Yeah, you'll never be a good piano player.
Right. Isn't that fair?
I know, I'm just saying. I know. Trust me, you're preaching to the choir here. Well, Ashley, one more time. What else do you guys have going on with the Midwest Music Connection?
Sure. So our big event right now is our one-day choir. That's the Saturday.
Right.
Okay. We also have a karaoke night coming up in July at Anapi Brewery. Yeah. We rented a room. We're going to come do karaoke. Very informal, just for the fun of it. So
what is your kind of like, I always hear this term, I don't really know what they are, but what is your mission statement, so to speak, with Midwest Music Connection, because you got day jobs too.
Oh, yes, we do. So it's to bring people together for the joy of singing and the joy of making music.
So,
right.
The mission statement is why we exist. The vision statement is where we're going. And you talked a little bit about where you're going. You want to get this thing rolled out to the rest of the state.
That would be so cool.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Because every city you go to is going to have a different. Every time we do this thing, it looks different. It's never the same twice.
Tell me about that.
I just say one thing about passion with people like that. Jim's daughter is a big-time doctor in New York City.
Mm.
Okay? I asked her one day if she was here, If you had your choice, would you still be a big-time doctor in New York City, or would you be performing at the Widener and saying, just, are you kidding me? In a heartbeat. She wants to perform.
Yeah.
There's that something in theater like you.
It's into She's their
a,
blood.
She reminds me a little bit
oh, okay.
of you.
Yeah.
She's just high energy, 30 years old, which
I'll be 40, so.
Okay, well, yeah. it just West Side Story.
Sure.
But all this growing up in theater, music, violin, and you know, when your kid sits down, Dad, I don't know if I want to go into, you know, music theater or medicine. As a dad, it's like, let's try the medicine.
That's a rough one. Yeah. Yep. And a lot of times you, the culture is so, if you're not tip of the top good, you can't make it on just
She did go to Interlochen, which kind of is like, that's where the best of the, and she
kind of Michigan, right?
Yeah. And they got kind of knocked down a little bit. It's like, you're the lead in your high school. You go there and you're in the chorus, you know?
Yep, yep.
But what I want to say is that and I don't know what she's going to end up doing, but like you are passionate and you're going to stay probably in your career. And I just hope she's really, really happy.
Oh, right. And that's hard because you can have your job, but then you have to have something else to give you that joy because, you know, your job will suck the humanness right out of
well,
you, right?
She's happy being
helping people. Right, I'm sure she's happy helping people.
But my point is that theater can really, really, really get in your blood.
Right. And for us, because we aren't professionals, right, we don't do this as a paid job, our idea was create what you want to be in. Like, so we're like, we want to sing. We want to sing with other people. Let's make this happen. And we just, there it is.
You know? I think that's awesome. I think what you're doing is awesome. And I got a feeling you guys are going to get as big as you want to get.
I agree.
Because
what
you're doing is you're providing, what do they all say in business? Provide a service they can't get anywhere else.
Right.
And that's what you're doing.
It's very unique. Yeah. So, takes both of our talents to make it work.
Right.
Because Jen is that outreach person that brings in the people. I'm the behind the scenes. I make the graphics. I make the videos. I do all the computer stuff.
So, like
you're not a bad promoter either.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're providing a need for where there's a want. But
For
us in the hood, we just say you're scratching an itch.
Right.
I mean, it is great because people do want to sing.
People want to sing. People want to meet other people.
That are like.
Oh, that are like-minded. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of what you're doing.
Thank you. We're so excited. Like,
tell everybody where and when one more time.
Sure. So it's this Saturday, and we're going to be at the Compound in Green Bay. That's off of Main Street.
Right by the Art Garage.
Right. It's really connected to the Art Garage. And there's coffee there, too. So if you need coffee.
Nice little coffee shop.
It is. Yeah. It's so cute there, and they're so nice and so helpful. It starts at 11 a.m., and it goes to 2 p.m., so it's 3 hours. We're going to perform our two songs. And just have some social time. And it's so cool.
And everybody's
there
going to have the same passion. They like making music.
Yes. And Jen and I, we get so jacked up on this, we can't sleep for a couple weeks after just because we're so buzzing.
Imagine
after that.
Imagine
that. Yeah, I know. So we're in it.
I want to look into some doggy downers.
We are going to get you back here because you are fun.
Oh,
you're
thanks.
Interesting. And I think Dennis Peters from the Glam Band is going to. He's very passionate about music.
Cool. That would be cool. Those guys are fantastic.
Oh, they are.
And he's as good a guy as he is a musician and a performer.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, the local music scene here is just phenomenal. Like, you don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
There's a lot right here.
And you're right about that. And the more we get people on here, the more it's like, wow, you're from here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, they're that good.
Right.
And we've had people on from the Mile of Music and just all these other things that are going on. And Oshkosh does a great job with music. So, yeah, thanks for doing this. I mean, this is, and you talk about the youth, you know, I think sometimes we're...
The youth.
Well, no, but you teach. I just say that sometimes I think we're overshadowed a little bit with emphasis on sports, whereas you're bringing in the arts to them.
Right.
And I think to do both, I think, is really healthy.
Right. And again...
I didn't mention something.
Oh, go ahead.
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College.
9 kids in his class.
I played George in Of Mice and Men.
George of the Jungle.
And I was in Huck Finn.
That's a big deal.
I played Jim.
Yes. That's awesome.
That's range.
It's unbelievable.
Ashley Kay, you are awesome. Midwest Music Connection. We'll promote this again tomorrow.
Cool.
You're coming back sometime. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank
you're coming
so
sister.
We'll bring her next time. It'll
oh
be
my
a
God.
Party.
Oh, boy.
Thanks
I don't know
for
about
having
Jim
me.
Jim and I'll take that day off.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Might of the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.